Free trade with Mexico. Freedom for who? This is Mim Notes and Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. A look at Mexican border towns gives us a glimpse into what would become of Mexico when Presidents Carlos Salinas and George Bush sign a free trade agreement between Mexico and the United States. Under special rules lifting most trade restrictions, the border area has undergone an economic explosion in which hundreds of U.S.-American firms have made immense profits, draining Mexico and bloating its imperialist neighbor. These companies have flocked to the border area to exploit the cheap Mexican labor and to escape the relatively heavy U.S. environmental regulations. Of some 2,000 American-owned plants, more than 1,000 generate hazardous waste, and the vast majority do not comply even with the lax Mexican regulation. In Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, for example, American companies dump about 25 million gallons of untreated sewage every day. Despite the obvious destruction of the border towns, President Salinas plans to go full speed ahead to expand free trade to all of Mexico. But liberalization has been going on since the early 1980s. Mexico has moved to deregulate at least 25 major industries, put more than 900 government-owned corporations up for sale, reduced import tariffs, and removed quotas from 97% of imported items. Since the early 1980s, an average of more than one new U.S.-owned plant, or maquiladora, has opened every day along the border. For Mexican workers in these assembly plants, the purchasing power of their minimum wage during the 80s fell from about $7 per day to less than $4. In that period, U.S. imports from Mexico grew more than 60%, reaching a level of almost $30 billion in 1989. Today, under the Salinas regime, maquiladora workers earn about $27 for a 49-hour work week. There is no basic health coverage or protection from hazardous environmental conditions. For American companies, these conditions make the free trade agreement a dream come true. The top three private sector exporters from Mexico to the United States are Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. In their quest to generate products at less cost, corporations like GM will move to Mexico, away from environmental regulations and American trade unions. As the opening of the borders forces smaller companies to compete for markets already dominated by larger ones, these companies will be bought out or fail, consolidating the means of production. The free trade movement is the harbinger of the most extreme concentration of capital. Trade unions in the United States secure some of the capitalist booty for Euro-American workers, but they do nothing for workers in Mexico and other third world countries. The co-opted white working class would lose the privilege it has won in any attempt to defend the rights of colonized workers. This explains the protectionism of the United Auto Workers and other unions. While thousands of Mexicans will be working for GM under exhaustive and exploitative conditions, thousands of white workers in America will lose their jobs. The biggest losers in the capitalist game of consolidation will not be the auto workers who represent the upper stratum of American labor. It will be the oppressed nationalities in the ghettos and barrios of the United States, and the Mexican peasants forced from the land to seek work in the wastelands of Mexico City. For more information, send your questions or comments to MIM Notes and Commentary, MIM Distributors, P.O. Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106-3576, or write to this station.